Now it's time on a Thursday to talk nutrition with Unetsi. Unetsi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And thanks for chatting today once again. We're talking about obesity and how it can be treated.
Yes, I thought since we spoke about the, you know, the, how, no, I will not say gevaarlijk.
Well, it can be very gevaarlijk. It's a condition.
So yes, let's talk about how to treat obesity today.
Okay.
And just to track back a little bit, so obviously you need to be diagnosed as obese. And like I mentioned last week, we've got an easy way, which is BMI. Uh-huh. And we generally, if your BMI is above 25, that is overweight. And then from 27 to 30, it becomes obese.
Mm.
So, and then the other measurement that we do use is we use waist circumference. So for a male, if your waist circumference is greater than 102 centimeters, you are being seen as obese. And in a female, if your waist circumference is more than 89 centimeters, then you are also classified as obese.
Okay.
And then with all of these things, obviously, there's other health problems that goes in conjunction with the fact that you are overweight. So generally, the first one would be something like high blood pressure, higher cholesterol. And then the third one that can follow is something like insulin resistance or type 2 diabetes. So that's obviously what we want to prevent if you watch your weight. And if you are overweight already, you definitely want to try and lose weight so that you don't get severe health issues because of your weight.
Right,
can be obviously diabetes or even like liver problems. And that's the stuff that we want to try and prevent. Now, obesity is not as easy as maybe just go to your dietitian and she will help you. Sometimes it's a little bit more than that. We need a team of people. So you need maybe a medical doctor, maybe like a counselor, and then a dietitian. So we all generally work in conjunction with each other, especially if it's a severe obese person, because generally there might be reasons why you overeat. It can be anxiety, it can be fear, it can be loneliness. There's many emotional things that basically rolls over into a person being overweight. So obviously, where do we start? You want to try and lose 5 to 10% of your body weight for a beginning. So we generally say if you have a high blood pressure and you manage to lose 10% of your body weight, your blood pressure will come down by 25%. That's scientifically proven. So a small thing like losing 10% of your body weight can have huge contributions towards your preventing your health issues or even treating some of them. And even something like insulin resistance, if you lose a little bit weight, you will become more insulin sensitive and blood glucose control will be so much easier. So what do we have to do? We have to reduce calories. It's the good old thing, calories in, calories out. So we have to sort of get ourselves into a negative calorie intake, and our activity should be more than our intake. And this is basically how we will be able to lose the weight. Then to reduce calories, sometimes what we need to do is we do a diet history, or you look at your lifestyle and we start with small changes to save some calories. Because even if I can save some calories with my normal dietary intake, I will already lose weight.
Right.
So that will generally sort of motivate people to make even bigger changes. But start with small things, and even if it's one at a time, so that you don't overwhelm yourself with this whole process. So I thought of some. So basically, you can swap things out for lower calories, and that is a calorie saving sort of method, and then you will lose the weight. So
okay.
a very simple thing like the type of milk that you've got in your fridge. If we swap our full cream milk out for low fat milk, already we save a lot of kilojoules. So in full cream milk, on average, you will get about 280 kilojoules in 100 mils. In low fat milk, there's only 170.
Okay.
So you already save 100 kilojoules. And if you have 3 or 4 or 5 cups of coffee in a day, suddenly it becomes 400 kilojoules. So if I can save up to 1,000 kilojoules a day or 2,000 kilojoules a day, you can actually lose between 500 and a kilogram of body mass in a week. So small changes makes a difference. And also margarine, instead of buying the regular one, choose the extra light again. The regular one's 90 grams of fat in 100 grams, whereas light margarine contains 45 grams of fat in 100 grams. So that's literally half the calories that you will consume just by making your normal sandwich. The same with mayonnaise. Instead of buying the regular one, buy the low-fat one. Regular mayonnaise has got an average of 60 grams of fat in 100 grams, whereas light or low-fat mayonnaise has got between 9 to 11 grams of fat per 100 gram. Obviously, it all depends on the brand, but there are some brands that is at as low as 9 grams of fat in 100 versus your 60 grams. So that's a lot of calories. The same with salad dressing. You can swap your regular for light. Same story, you will literally save about 100 kilojoules in 15 milliliters of salad dressing. And then the way we choose to prepare our food, I think for many of us, you've sort of grown up with, you put the oil at the bottom of the pan, then you then you put the onion, and you know, so we carry on and we do it with everything that we cook. But we can actually swap that habit out for something like a nonstick spray. So just an example, 5 milliliters of oil contains 190 kilojoules, and one spray of the nonstick olive spray is about 18 kilojoules. So it's a huge difference in terms of calorie content. And especially if individuals battle to be active, it becomes very important to actually count the calories that you put into your mouth so that you can actually reach a negative energy balance so that you can lose the weight.
Okay.
Another very simple thing is the type of meat that we choose to buy. And mincemeat is a very good example of this. Instead of going for the regular option, try to go for the extra lean option. I always say, if you stand in front of that refrigerator and you look at the mince, you can see by the amount of white versus red how much is fat and how much is meat. So you obviously want to buy the one that contains more meat and less fat than you are to get the regular one. And processed foods, processed meats, really a no-go. If you want to save calories, things like Vienna's, bologna, your processed meats in general contains a lot of fat. Also add some carbohydrates in there. So you're not really eating protein, although you might be under the impression that you are, but it's not like that. So rather try to cook some extra meat and keep it for tomorrow for your sandwich or for a snack. Or if you really have to buy something, get something like, for instance, your smoked chicken breast or any like shaved cold meats. So like a proper ham or silver side that you know has been prepared in the right way. And then we also want to try and swap out our refined carbohydrates for whole grains. So maybe the seeded loaf instead of the white bread, the Provita biscuit instead of the cream cracker, the brown rice instead of the white rice. The reason why you want to choose those things, because of the fiber, it creates bulk. And that bulk makes you feel fuller faster. So you automatically will eat less and consume less calories because of the fact that those foods fill you up quicker.
Okay. And it's once again, it's a numbers game. You know, what you're burning, you must not replace. Because if you do, then if you replace it and you replace it with more than you burnt, well, it's going to stay. It's going to stick around for a while.
It defeats the purpose, yes. Mm-hmm. Then you almost have to go and train again. Then also watch your sugar intake. So maybe you are a person that's fond of coffee and you drink seven cups of coffee in a day and you put a teaspoon of sugar in each of those, quite a lot of calories. So you can maybe get into the habit of not adding the sugar. And then the secret really is to fill up your stomach with, I call them tummy fillers. Mm. So it's foods that you can eat a lot of, but they really don't contain a lot of calories. So if we eat them fresh or steamed or boiled, you can fill half your plate with this and it will not contribute to a lot of calories. So things like your lettuce, tomato, cucumber, green beans, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, squash, mushrooms, peppers, onions, all of those are free vegetables that you can easily use to snack on or to fill your plate with. Mm-hmm. So those ones, the ones that you can use. I think people have to remember that losing weight is not a quick fix, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we have to make lifestyle changes and we have to keep those lifestyle changes. Otherwise, you will just regain the weight that you've lost. And, you know, although fad diets promise you fast weight loss in a short period of time, unfortunately, when you stop with that fad diet, you will gain that weight again. So you have to really sit down and analyze your life and look at it and see, what lifestyle changes do I have to make to be able to lose this weight?
Yes, yes.
And then obviously, the easy way to help you to burn calories is with exercise. Uh-huh. So we want to aim on average for 150 minutes a week of moderate to physical activity. Or if you have a step counter, you want to aim for 10,000 steps a day. Uh-huh. That's sort of what you want to aim for. And if you feel that you cannot do this alone, maybe go for counseling, try to figure out what gives you what wants to make you eat, if I can put it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And get somebody to help you with that. And sometimes it's small things like maybe it's this snack, maybe you're a grazer, you snack on the way, or you like to eat sweets or chocolates or chips or whatever it is. Sometimes it's a small little habit that we can change that will actually help us to lose the weight that we want to lose. Yes. And then if you're apart from counseling, you can also seek medical advice. These days, there's lots of different medications and stuff to help us to get to a point where we can just lose some weight. So many ways to actually get yourself to lose some weight. Don't try and attempt it alone. I think reach out to people, ask friends, and don't be scared to actually try to lose the weight.
And just getting back to something that you mentioned right in the beginning, and that was that it's a team effort. And, you know, quite often, you know, when people start putting on weight, it's something's going on in their lives, stress or something that's not medical, that's causing this reaction, if I can call it that, and they're reacting with food to something that can be treated, can be solved. It might be a crisis in their lives. I mean, there are any number of possibilities. So as you say, it's a team effort. But where would one start? I suppose that's also a loaded question because it depends on the individual.
I think a good place to start you can either go to a medical practitioner or you can make an appointment with a psychologist and just start there and speak about you. Generally, deep down, we know what the real issue is and maybe try to start at the root of the problem which is not always food. Food is secondary, and I sometimes think emotionally first and secondary food.
Right.
So sometimes rather maybe start with counseling and then follow up with a dietitian. But I think going to making an appointment with a psychologist is a very good idea.
As sort of a starting point, and then as you say, with a dietitian, because that could then put together a plan and say, right, if you stick to this and you do your exercise and you know, you'll be able to lose that weight that you've put on.
Yes, and generally, like if we see somebody for weight loss, it would be maybe on a weekly basis or every second week, but then we can actually take one small change at a time because everybody's diet is different. So I would target the one where I could save the most calories, for instance, with almost the least impact, as if I can put it like that person can slowly but surely adapt and lose weight. So definitely possible. And it's not impossible. Like people think it's, you know, if you look at that number on the scale, oh, I'm never going to lose. Because let's face it, if you weigh 100, 10 kilograms is a lot of weight.
That's it.
It's 10% of your body weight. It sounds like, oh, 10% of my body weight, but that's 10 kilograms. For lots of people, 10 kilograms feels like an elephant. We have to slow but surely. Gram by gram is possible.
Okay. And just another point, if I can just ask, and of course, stay away from fad diets, you know, these quick fixes, because, you know, you need as you mentioned, a slow step-by-step process.
Yes. Sometimes we will use a controlled version of a fad diet for 2 weeks. But it's very important if you start with a fad diet, for instance, to initiate weight loss, that you change habits afterwards. Otherwise, it's not a sustainable thing to do. So you have to actually do it with professionals so that you can slowly then switch over to a balanced diet, which will be sustainable and then make you lose more weight and obviously keep the weight that you've lost off.
Okay, so there's once again a controlled environment.
Yes, for
very,
sure.
Very much so. Unetsi, thank you very, very much once again. A very interesting chat. And if somebody is maybe wanting to or needing to go down this road, how can they get in touch with you?